While the U.S. was once a nation with a great variety of newspapers and periodicals, today virtually everything a person sees or hears is coming from one of only five multinational corporations: the Walt Disney Company, News Corporation, Time Warner, and Viacom, which now includes CBS, and the German publishing giant Bertelsmann. These five giants not only control the newspapers, but for most of them, also radio and television networks, movie studios, magazines, cable and satellite outlets, music companies, and even billboards. A study by Project Censored, a nonprofit media research group managed through the School of Social Sciences at Sonoma State University, revealed the largest media companies are actually interconnected by common owners and board members. Within 10 major media corporations, there were 118 individuals who sat on 288 different national and international corporate boards. The study also documented media directors who had served as former senators or representatives, revealing a revolving door relationship between corporate media and U.S. government officials. Concentration of media ownership has resulted in progressively fewer individuals or organizations controlling increasing shares of the mass media. As more and more media companies fall victim to the transnational corporations through buyouts and takeovers, a media oligarchy has been created that dominates the industry. The late C. Edwin Baker, professor of law and communication at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, in his book, Media Concentration and Democracy: Why Ownership Matters, questioned the support of deregulation and hyper-commercialism demonstrated by current media ownership. Baker argued that dispersal of media ownership could result in more owners who would reasonably pursue socially valuable journalistic or creative objectives rather than a socially dysfunctional focus on the bottom line. Mass media monopoly can mean programming representing only the agenda of its globalist ownership, undue loyalty to both government and corporate advertisers, and censorship of free discourse in the public interest. Concentration of media has led to fights over deregulation. Proponents of deregulation argue that the removal of government rules will allow commercial exploitation and thus increase profits, encourage more diverse ownership, and aid developing nations in acquiring their own media companies. Opponents say deregulation will only result in a more dangerous concentration of ownership by globalist corporations, reducing the diversity of information and opinions, as well as the overall quality of programming. Though the business of television may appear healthy from the outside, it's clear that a decline in the industry is ongoing. Even Fox News, long considered a success story of cable news, suffered the lowest audience numbers in more than a decade in 2014, according to an article on the Politico website. And a huge proportion of viewers of Fox News and other cable networks are senior citizens. Younger viewers, the audience of the future, simply are not there.